I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native-owned businesses in Montana get a boost from state grants, and First Nations leaders in Manitoba say urgent action is needed to help house thousands of wildfire evacuees. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Montana's Department of Commerce recently awarded more than $300,000 in grants to Native-owned businesses across the state. The funds aim to support the economic development of tribal communities while supporting small businesses. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler has more. Last week, a lawsuit from a pair of tribes challenging a power line project in southern Arizona, previously thrown out by a Tucson federal judge, has been remanded back to a lower court. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more. The Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs is urging for immediate assistance, including housing for evacuees as wildfires burn in northern Manitoba. According to Manitoba First Nations leaders, thousands of First Nations people are seeking refuge, with many arriving in Winnipeg and other locations with nowhere to go and limited access to necessities. And they say current shelters are overcrowded and inadequate and are asking for hotels and other accommodations in Winnipeg and across the province to help displaced families. Leaders are urging the province for immediate assistance. The province has declared a state of emergency. Leaders say those in need of a place to stay include elders, children, and individuals with serious medical conditions. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.